All right, we're back in the auditorium, and we'll give you just a minute to grab a chair, and then we're going to turn these gentlemen loose. Let me mention, just while you're regaining your seat, that this is the first in a series of three Bluegrass America concerts for 1982. Our next show will be on April 24th with the Osborne Brothers, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, and Country Gazette. And the third concert in the series. There's just nothing left to be said about this gentleman and this group. And as soon as somebody says that, you may be sure they're going to say a lot of things about them. But I won't do that to you tonight. All of us who enjoy bluegrass music owe a great, great debt of gratitude to this gentleman right here, because this is the man who indeed pulled it all together. And I think you'll agree with me that there aren't a whole lot of living legends left in America anymore, but I want to tell you, if you're in the auditorium with us tonight, you're looking at one right now. Ladies and gentlemen, let's warm it up in here and make him feel welcome. Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys.